Welcome to the Drive Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Miguel swings it to fly ball, right field, way back and right. Garcia to the fence, looking up, and it's gone, a home run.
Wow.
Miguel Cabrera with a two-run shot to right, his 24th, his fifth home run in the last week. The Tigers lead it.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports Exclusive is driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik Jr. at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Matthews got it, throws. He's got Golden Tate, who makes the catch inside the 15, inside the 10, and he's biking away. He's into the end zone. Pack the bags. Start the plane. This game is over. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Get ready. It's now drive time.
Sweeping left side, 10-5. Touchdown, Curtis Samuel. And the Buckeyes win it in overtime. A game that they trailed by 10 points to give Ohio State a 30-27 victory over the University of Michigan.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocked the shot. Sent Gretzky in. 3-0.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it. DeMarco, 15 feet, 4 inches, Sarah Cup, President's Cup to the United States.
All right, everybody, how are you? Another edition of Drive Time right here on ESPN 106.5, The Ticket, home of the Detroit Lions, the Buckeyes, the Wolverines, the Stanley Cup playoffs, the NBA playoffs as well. Glad to have you on board. Pretty nice venue tonight, which the weather was a little bit better. Actually seated between turns 1 and 2 at Michigan International Speedway. Brad Cabander, the PR director, and myself. I've MIS been talking for a couple of weeks about coming up and just hanging around and talking a little motorsports. That'll happen with the president of Michigan International Speedway, Rick Brenner, around 5:40 tonight. Motorsports as well from Talladega, ARCA Rising Star. Dalton Sargent will join us at about 5:20 tonight. So, again, stick around for that on a rainy night. Can't talk Tigers baseball. They were rained out today against the Cleveland Indians. They have not, by the way, announced a makeup date for that one. Next time Cleveland's in town, I'm sure they're going to figure that out, probably in the major league mode now, probably a day-night type of doubleheader situation. So Michael Fulmer, who was supposed to get the start tonight against the Cleveland Indians, will start tomorrow in Oakland as the Tigers again start a road swing. Again, Tigers rained out this afternoon against the Cleveland Indians. Walleye win last night in Fort Wayne. They got a stranglehold on that series, 3-0. A chance to close it out Friday night in Fort Wayne. Good crowd in Fort Wayne last night as well. Boy, for an ECHL matchup, huge crowds down at the Huntington Center in Toledo. 7,000-8,000 almost every night there. Almost 7,000 in Fort Wayne last night. All three of the games have been one-goal games. Walleye lead the series 3-0. Cavs win 125-101 over the Raptors. They lead that series 2-0. Have a chance to go up 3-0. They play again on Friday as well. Got word the Hens. We're going to double-check this for you. They had an afternoon, or check that, a morning game, one of those 11 a.m. starters today in Indianapolis. And Frank Gargano, our producer, engineer, double-checking that indeed was postponed this morning. Tomorrow, Sean Windsor will join us, Detroit Free Press, and we'll just talk a little plethora of everything when it comes to Detroit sports, Michigan sports, Big Ten sports. Sean Windsor, columnist, Free Press tomorrow. And John Clay will join us tomorrow. John is with the Lexington Herald, of course, the Kentucky Derby. We'll have it right here on ESPN 106.5, The Ticket, on Saturday. So tomorrow, a little bit of everything and the Kentucky Derby. Again, glad to have you on board. First guest tonight will be Greg Dempsey, a very successful state champion high school football coach, a Central Catholic in Toledo, very close to Deshaun Kaiser. In fact, was with him when he got drafted by the Cleveland Browns. We'll get his take on the whole situation. And the Browns, how about this? Since they, of course, moved to Baltimore, came back into the National Football League, this is a organization that has had get this, 26 different starting quarterbacks. We'll see if DeShone Kizer becomes number 27 and holds on to it for some length of time. This show is always driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. My name is Mike Miller. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Back with Greg Dempsey and DeShone Kizer after this.
106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Michigan International Speedway. I'm seated right between turns number one and number two in their headquarters overlooking that rainy two-mile track. Glad to have you on board. The president of Michigan International Speedway, Rick Brenner, will join us at about 5:40 tonight. Dalton Sargent will join us from Tallahassee at about 5:25 tonight. As always, this show is driven by the low-payment king, Ralph Mahalik, and this is the home of the Detroit Lions, the Ohio State Buckeyes, the Michigan Wolverines, the NBA playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs, Toledo sports leader, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Joining us now on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. Order by phone at any of the 20 Northwest Ohio, Southeast Michigan locations by phone or visit Vito's.com. Joining us now, head coach of the Central Catholic Irish. What a run he's had. Greg Dempsey joins us. Hello, coach. How are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you doing?
Well, I'm glad we got together. We had a little bit of a technical bug last week or earlier in the week, so I'm glad we were able to pull it together. Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you. And, boy, you got to be doing pretty well yourself. Congratulations. And I know there's a lot of congratulations to go around to a lot of different people, but certainly congratulations to you and, more importantly, to DeShone Kizer on his way to becoming a Cleveland Brown. Tell me a little bit about it. I know you guys were over in Philadelphia for the first round, returned back home, but before we talk about mechanics and arm strength and footwork and all that type of stuff, how about the experience of the draft?
It was amazing, you know, getting in there Wednesday and being a part of the events they had on Wednesday night and the whole experience on Thursday. You know, it was just unbelievable. I was so grateful that he would think of his old high school coach to take him along on that, take me along on that trip with him and his family. And, you know, Thursday night was rough for me personally, watching him not get his name called, but, you know, he handled it like a champ on Thursday night, and when he woke up Wednesday or Friday morning, and we're sitting at the airport, he goes, "Well, tonight we're gonna celebrate, because I'm gonna go tonight, and then I'm gonna get after it tomorrow." And you know what a great attitude he had heading into the day, and it was a great night, and just to be a part of that excitement, of seeing somebody getting the phone call that they're gonna be an NFL quarterback was something I will never forget.
No doubt about it. Hey, Greg Dempsey, you just mentioned getting after it. Tell me a little bit about that. He gets picked on Friday. Take us behind the closed doors here a little bit. What's the scenario after that? What happens?
Well, after that, you know, we got the phone call. You know, we were sitting there watching, and you still don't know how round two's even playing out because there's a lot of trade action and things like that, and you hear a lot of rumors and, you know, you're still sitting there waiting and trying to pick what team. You know, it gets a little stressful. It was even stressful round two for me as it was during round one. But when he got that phone call and we were upstairs, they had a room where we were in an upstairs, and I was there with him and his family, and they had a bunch of family downstairs, and he's upstairs and the phone rings, and you could just see the emotion come over him as he's talking to the president of operations, as he's talking to Coach Jackson, talking to quarterback coach, Coach Lee. I mean, you could just tell it's finally hitting him and the relief that's there. And, you know, to see a grueling, roughly five-month process finally come to an end and know where you're going. And you don't have to impress anybody now but the Cleveland Browns and your teammates. You know, that was a big lift off his shoulders, I'm sure. And it was just a very emotional thing to get to see a family get to celebrate that moment and see a young man get to do it and watch him have those conversations. And it was even funny. We knew about a pick and a half ahead of live television. And when everybody downstairs heard it live as they watched it and got to see that excitement then and the happiness for them, it was an experience in my life that I will never forget and grateful that I had.
No doubt about it. And well-deserved, by the way, too, Coach. No doubt about that. Greg Dempsey joins us here on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. My name's Mike Miller, coming to you from Michigan International Speedway on a rainy Thursday afternoon between turns 1 and 2 from their administrative headquarters. You mentioned impressing coaches and teammates, Greg Dempsey. When did he or when will he get the first chance to do that?
I believe he's heading up to mini camp next week. And I think they get the rookies and some other people that they invite, free agent sites they invite in to work with the team. And, he's already got the playbook and coach has already told them, start getting questions ready. We're working now. And, he said it's something to crawl into and he's got a lot of work. He's glad that who he worked with really prepped him heavily, cause he understands a lot of what's going on already mentally on what defenses are doing. And what the common terminology is in the NFL, kind of regardless where you go, and then you get, he'll get some more specific stuff with Cleveland. But he was out at the field the other day throwing around with one of his former teammates from Central Catholic, Keith Tobridge, who signed with the Bills, and they were already out to get both of them getting after it and getting in shape and getting ready for next week for when they report.
Oh, that's I love hearing stuff like that. Hey, there's been a little talk here about mechanics and footwork, and listen, these are observations, not criticisms, but the Browns are of the belief that this is a guy that with a little too, this is nothing against the folks at Notre Dame or certainly you at Central Catholic, but Coach Lee you mentioned here, there's some other things that they've seen, and I'm sure this is very common, that some of this mechanical stuff might be able to, I'll put it this way, be turned up a notch to make him even more effective and a little jump forward in his progress.
Oh, no doubt. I told him the big jump going from high school to college is the coaching in college is full-time coaching. We definitely do a great job of coaching our players, our staff does. And no doubt about that, but you're talking to, you get a kid for 8 hours a week and you're dealing with kids that play multiple sports. How much are you going to get to work on? Well, you go to college. The one thing for a kid like Deshaun, you're going to first play with other great players, which you're going to have other people help you get better. And not have to be the one always carrying the squad and the expectations. That's one way. Two, you're going to have guys whose only job is to coach you. And that's a big advantage when you make that college jump. But he still had to manage school and football, and he made great strides. And, of course, when he goes to the NFL, when his only focus is all the time becoming a better football player, he's going to get better again. So I think that's a common pathway for anybody going from high school to college to pro. Even the best of the best, you're going to have more time and more expertise and more resources with every level you jump. So you're naturally going to get better every time you make a jump.
Deshaun Kizer drafted by the Cleveland Browns in the second round. Talking to Greg Dempsey, and we're normally talking about his Fighting Irish. We're talking about one of his former Fighting Irish players. Everybody's talked about this. Right place at right time, Coach. And, you look at guys like Dak Prescott and other guys that, let's be honest here. Nobody knew who this guy was behind Tony Romo a couple of years ago. This seems to be, there's just a feel about this, that this might be for Browns fans and Deshaun Kizer as well and everybody involved in this. There's no guarantees. We all get this. But there's a certain little, karma going on with this thing, that this all worked out perfectly for all parties involved.
Yeah, I mean, like I told him Friday morning or Friday night, I said, heck, the Browns could have drafted any of the top four quarterbacks. They're in position to take every one of them. They decided to take you, and what a great fit to go where you're wanted. And for him, he's going to go in and compete and have a chance to show Coach Jackson what he's capable of doing and maybe getting a chance even this year, which wouldn't necessarily been there at other positions. And these guys are so much more advanced in the game of football than past. You're seeing people come in more prepared to play, especially on the mental and physical end, that it's a matter of just getting the repetitions in. And Deshaun has to fix a few things that you spoke of earlier, but you work on that in the off season, and then camp comes, be ready to go. You never know what's going to happen. And I think it is a right time type thing. And the great thing is he told me, he goes, he could not believe when he was in Cleveland over the weekend, just the reception of the fans. He said, what a great fan base in town. How everywhere he went, everybody was excited to see him, excited that they took him. And, you know, it's one of those, you know, Cleveland's dying for somebody to come in and help turn that around, and maybe he's the guy.
No, no question. I mean, there's something about this right place at the right time thing for Deshaun Kizer. Hey, Coach, before I let you go, I pulled up as at a traffic light on my way up here to MIS, and I was about the 20th car back through Tecumseh, so please don't do this, but I got on my smartphone here only because I wasn't moving, but I pulled up Notre Dame's roster there, and 6'4". 225 pounds. What do you think? And I'm just thinking, I guess, out of Roethlisberger type, you know, standards and his durability. What do you think, Deshaun Kizer? Give me a height and a weight right now on the day he was drafted.
Oh, 6'4" and a half. I think he measured at 235. You know, he's really looking good. He's really been working hard, and you know, and it's even going to get better. I think it's a very good comparison when you talk about it. I'm excited to see him. You know, it's a good thing about this whole thing. He has a little chip on his shoulder. Talented, motivated guy playing with the chip can be a great thing for a team.
Good stuff, Greg. Hey, congratulations. Thanks a lot for taking the time. And somewhere down the road, we'll do it again. I'm not sure what the subject matter will be, but you keep cranking players out left and right there. And we'll touch on you. We'll touch on your team as well. I appreciate you coming on.
Oh, always appreciate your support, and thanks for having me.
Greg Dempsey, head coach, Central Catholic in Toledo. Deshaun Kizer, of course, second round, 52nd overall, 6'4", 6'4" and a half, 235 pounds on his way to battle for the starting job for the Cleveland Browns. My name is Mike Miller. This show is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Visit the MonroeSuperstore.com. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Greg Dempsey appeared on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. Order at any of the 20 Northwest Ohio, Southeast Michigan locations by phone or visit Vito's.com. How about this one? Large specialty or five topper and a medium one topper in your choice of an appetizer. $18.99. Vito's Pizza. Visit Vito's.com. Back with Dalton Sargent after this. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket.
Drive Time Show on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
Well, I got to tell you, Gargano doing a great job in the music beds. Way to go, Frank. Glad to have you on board. We just talked to Greg Dempsey, head coach, Central Catholic. Of course, he coached Deshaun Kizer in high school, drafted by the Cleveland Browns, and Coach Dempsey was with him. So a great update on what's going on with a local Toledo kid trying to make it in the National Football League as a starting quarterback. Rick Brenner will join us around 5:40 tonight. He's the president of Michigan International Speedway. We're seated between turns 1 and 2 on a rainy Thursday night here in Drive Time, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. And I'm guessing the weather down in Talladega is a little bit better than it is in Michigan. Dalton Sargent, thanks for taking the time. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How's it going, Mike?
Oh, very good. Hey, listen, you guys race tomorrow, 2.66-mile track. You did pretty well there last year as a 18-year-old, by the way. You finished sixth. We'll see in Toledo on the 21st of May, of course, at the Menards race, the Menards 200, and right up here at Michigan International Speedway as well for the Corrigan. So how'd today go, and what do you look forward to tomorrow?
Well, everything's going good. Today's actually just a tech day, and we're actually hiding under a tent right now because it's raining down here in Talladega. But other than that, everything's pretty good. We had a solid finish last weekend winning the race at Salem, Indiana. So hopefully we'll have some good momentum kind of rolling into this weekend. And then on to Toledo, up by you guys soon.
Hey, tell me a little bit about making that adjustment from Berlin, of course, and Salem, and now into Talladega on one of the big tracks for a guy that's just starting his career. Adjustments, what have you learned? What have you observed?
Yeah, well, to me, on like a short track compared to a super speedway like here at Talladega, you know, on a short track, it's a little bit more physical in a sense of, you know, driving inside the car as well as wear and tear on the car themselves, the tires. You got to take care of the tires a little bit more. Whereas here at like Talladega and Daytona on a super speedway, it's a little bit more mental game. You kind of got to be a little bit smarter than everybody else. It's kind of like playing a game of chess. So That's the biggest difference. You just kind of got to sit down and get yourself in a different mind frame and be ready to go.
Well, Dalton Sargent out of Boca Raton, Florida. You know, we weren't able to, he wasn't able to rub it in. It's raining in Talladega, too, so raining all over the eastern seaboard. He joins us, by the way, on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. Visit Vito's.com. Talladega tomorrow. We mentioned up here at Michigan International Speedway as well, down at Toledo Speedway. Your schedule is busy. Tell me about your progress. What do you think you're doing right, and what other things do you have to work on?
Well, right now we're off to a good start so far this season. We had a fourth place finish at Daytona, another super speedway. So, I think if we could just kind of capitalize on that a little bit more, these super speedway races are pretty important because there's such a large large field of cars. There's a lot of points that could be either, you know, made up or lost. You gotta be really smart racing here. We're only three races down so far, so we at least got a win out of the way. Early in the season, so that's good. I'm having a lot of fun, so I'm just kind of looking to carry this momentum on the rest of the season.
Tell me a little bit about Toledo Speedway. Every time we go out there, guys talk about the speed of that track. We're sitting, by the way, at the fastest big track in North America, Michigan International Speedway. Talk about that Toledo half mile. You were second there last year. Great new surface, by the way. What did you do right in Toledo last year?
Toledo is a lot of fun for me. Just a really kind of fast paced, some hard braking down in the corners. And at the end of the day, you know, it was just a really fun race. The whole atmosphere of Toledo was really great. I think that was probably one of the most packed races that we went through last year, which is really cool. Just all the fans were out there having a lot of fun. And, took a little bit of beating and banging, a little bit of rubbing to kind of finish up front, but there's, nothing wrong with that. And I wish we were one spot better, but I feel really confident kind of going to Toledo this year. Have some big shoes to fill driving the 77 car at Cunningham. But everybody at Cunningham Motorsports has done a great job setting up the 77 big time fourth this year. It's the championship winning car last year. So I definitely have some shoes to fill, but I'm confident about, my abilities as well as everybody at the team.
Tell me a little bit about Chad Bryant.
Chad Bryant, super smart, made some excellent calls last weekend at Salem Speedway. Definitely one of the main things that helped us be able to get that win last weekend was just calls on the box. So it's just a great job by the guys in the pit road getting some awesome pit stops. That definitely helped out. And he's definitely helped teach me quite a bit. He's worked with some really young drivers and done real well with them. Ryan Blaney, Chase Briscoe last year. So, he knows how to talk to me real well, and we get along really well, and he always brings fast cars.
Yep, nothing better than great communication, no doubt about that. Before I let you go, Boca Raton, Florida. Wow, I don't see many guys when you go up and down the rosters, whether, it's the Monster Energy Series, Xfinity, or the ARCA Series as well, presented by Menards. Not many guys out of Boca Raton.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The only other guy I know out of there is Ryan Hunter Wright. It's funny. Me and Ryan actually used the same spotter. So we laughed about it, saying he has both the Boca boys. But other than that, there's not too many of us.
Hey, listen, we'll see you in Toledo, Dalton. Thank you so much for taking the time. Appreciate it. Best of luck to you. We'll be watching all the way through Toledo, then up here at Michigan International Speedway. Talk to you down the road.
Awesome. Sounds good. See you soon, Mike. Thanks.
Very good. Dalton Sargent, second last year in Toledo. Tomorrow, the 5th, up at Talladega. That's the next ARCA race. Of course, the Corrigan 200, part of the races coming up here in June at Michigan International Speedway. My name is Mike Miller, seated between turns number 1 and 2 at the Michigan International Speedway headquarters. Glad to have you on board, everybody. By the way, tonight is show 1,385. Today is Thursday, May the 4th. Talladega again tomorrow for the ARCA circuit. Tomorrow, by the way, Sean Windsor, Detroit Free Press, and also going to have John Clay on of the Lexington Herald to talk about the Kentucky Derby. Right around the corner, the president of Michigan International Speedway, Rick Brenner, coming up as well. A quick reminder for the folks, again, for that race coming up on the 21st at Toledo Speedway, 76th running of the Menards 200, presented by Federated Card Care. Discount tickets now available at 6 Menards stores in Northwest Ohio. TAS Electronics updates, sports and weather right around the corner. TAS Electronics, as always, 4-star window tint professionally installed in your vehicle for $149. As always, traffic brought to you by SuperFitnessToledo.com. After the big break, back with Rick Brenner after this. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Home of the Detroit Lions, the Buckeyes, the Wolverines, and just about everything. Back after this.
Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Michigan International Speedway. This is Drive Time, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Home of the Lions, the Buckeyes, the Wolverines, the NBA, the Stanley Cup playoffs, and much, much more. Of course, we're based out of Northwest Ohio, Southeast Michigan. Tonight, coming to you from the headquarters at Michigan International Speedway between turns number 1 and 2. The only thing not good about this setup, we're looking into a rainy night here in Southeast Michigan, but a beautiful track, and been up here well over the last couple of years on the Fridays before races doing a show. We've had a good show tonight. Greg Dempsey was on, of course, the guy he coached in high school, Deshaun Kaiser, drafted by the Cleveland Browns, second round. Who knows, maybe a Toledo and someday a starter for the Browns. Then we went down to Talladega where they're having rain down there and talked about the ARCA race a little bit. Sean Windsor joins us tomorrow, Detroit Free Press, talk Detroit area sports. And then tomorrow afternoon later on 5:35, John Clay will join us from Lexington, Kentucky, with a running of the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. We'll have it on Toledo Sports Leader on Saturday as well. Talking to Brad Commander not too long ago and got talking about, hey, I got to get in the car someday just to break up the monotony. And he heads me up Route 50 into Tecumseh and did a little driving around today and hooked me up with the president of Michigan International Speedway, Rick Brenner, who we had on, I don't know, maybe 5-6 months ago. Good to see you, Rick.
Good to
How
see
are
you? I'm doing great. I'm glad to hear I'm not the monotony. That's a good. I'm glad I'm breaking it up for you.
No, listen.
my wife might argue with me.
Well, listen, I've been on that side of the fence as well. I know where that stands, but I know you guys are busy. I was looking at your staff today and getting ready for another great season here. Of course, the races in June and faster horses in July and the race in August as well. We'll be up here doing this show the Friday nights before those races. Brad's always been great being able to corral some good guests. Speaking of wives, I normally bring my wife and my two daughters, and we go find a cold beer someplace after I'm on the air and make our way through the infield and have a wonderful, wonderful time. Always good and a lot. We won't talk a lot of racing right this second, but I noticed some of the things, Euchre for one, and some of the other things that you got going up here. Congratulations on continuing to scratch and claw and make this a complete entertainment facility.
Well, that's the idea. I've always believed, and the team here has always believed, and we embrace it's our responsibility to build layers of reasons for people to want to come out. We've got the best racing in the world. We've got the best drivers in the world and the fastest track in NASCAR, and this year's stage racing has really proven to be really exciting for fans and drivers alike. So,
tell me a little bit about that, not to interrupt you, the stage racing. Give me the DNA of that.
Well, the DNA of it really is that there's 2 points during the race besides the finish.
Got it.
Where we're awarding points that count for the regular season and a regular season champion, which has been brought back, as well as playoff points. So it's meaningful. So there's a third, just to be illustrative, a third, two-thirds, in the end, there's a meaningful moment where drivers are, if they're in that spot, they're, you know, they're pressing a little harder to get those points. I think it's 10 points for first person at a stage and then so on down. But, it's really proven to create some really exciting moments, some finish moments mid-race, and it's really kept fans on the edge of their seat. The reviews on it have been fabulous. We're looking forward to seeing it here.
You know, Rick, the other thing I noticed today, and, of course, I visit, your website, occasionally, and I was on it this morning, of course, because I knew I was going to make my way up here. Geez, you're even including, some golf packages now with, with the racing tickets as well. That's pretty innovative. Good stuff.
Yeah, we're working on creating more of that too. We've got some other partnerships in the wings, so we've got some more added value. So right now, buy two tickets in the center grandstand, get two tickets to go play golf at Treetops, gorgeous golf course, or you could choose free food. We'll give you free food with your two tickets too. So just trying to find ways to keep it interesting and stimulate folks to want to buy their tickets.
No, it's the weekends that I have always just kind of crossed off, and have friends in the Irish Hills area here as well, which, you know, is always an enjoyable experience as well. My name is Mike Miller, coming to you from Michigan International Speedway. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket, Northwest Ohio, Southeast Michigan, coming to you from turns number one and number two at the headquarters of Michigan International Speedway. Faster Horses coming up in July. That is always a big hit. One of the great parties, I think, in Michigan.
I think it's a great time. Those tickets are on sale, too, and I think we're looking at a great lineup with Dierks Bentley, Miranda Lambert, and a whole bunch more. So it's going to be a real good time, and we're looking forward to it. But we've got our June race coming up, too. The Firekeepers 400 and the Corgan Oil 200 and the Xfinity race that June 16 to 18. And we, to your point, Mike, we went out and sat down as a team and started going, all right, we've got this great track. We've got awesome drivers. We really don't control that. There's anything we're going to do to make them drive faster, slower, whatever, right? So what can we work on as a team? And we set our minds to what can we come up with to make that week-long camping experience that much better for people? And what can we do in our fan plaza to make it even more entertaining? And, you know, a lot of people don't know, for $30, you can come out, be on our deck in turn three, $15 for your kid, you can watch all three races, and you can camp for $165 for the week. I don't know any place you can get a hotel or a campsite in a place like this for $165 for a week. So then we start lumping in all this extra entertainment, and none of it's all free. So you buy your Sunday race ticket, you can see Skid Row and Candlebox for free on Saturday night. And we've got, as you get the list here, all this stuff that we just came up with that's just fun.
No, it is. And, you know, you're well aware of this. I know your background, the baseball industry as well, and of course, in Toledo, I'm a former general manager in minor pro sports, and we've got a couple guys down there in Toledo, and Joe Napoli and those folks with the Walleye and the Mud Hens, and you're well aware of the fabric of what they do and what you've done, and, you know, I think you see a little bit of a match and a little bit of a trend moving into motorsports as well of the extra things that people are able to get involved with.
Yeah, and those guys do by the way, legendary job that the Mud Hens do and the Walleye do. I mean, throughout the country, known as one of the great places to go see a ball game or a hockey game. And
I see a lot of Toledo folks up here, too.
They're doing
a
lot to come up.
I come up on the weekend, and people know Route 50, and they know 12, and they know 223, believe me.
No, I appreciate it. We're breaking up their monotony, too.
Right.
So, but if you look at the stuff we're adding, and it's everything from church services on Sunday morning to workouts with the local YMCA is going to come out and offer workouts. We've actually put together bus trips into our community, so you can go up into Jackson, go down to Lenawee County, and enjoy what the place has to offer. We've got a gorilla show. We'll let you figure that one out when you come. Pedal bar, dueling pianos. I mean, euchre tournament. I'm probably the only East Coast guy that knows how to play euchre. I'll take anybody on.
I'm a hockey play-by-play guy.
Okay.
You know, we're going to claim the euchre, the Canadians.
I heard it was Michigan. My story was Michigan.
Well, there's going to be a battle over this. Rick Renner joins us here from Michigan International Speedway in their headquarters between turns one and two. I got a chance to peer in your office over there, and I was walking around, got here about an hour early. Not bad digs for a track president. I like the view. Lousy today with the rain, but I know a lot of work going on in that office as well. Anything that I've missed or that I should be touching on?
It's staring at all the empty seats every day that gives you motivation to sell them. So that's what that office does. I think that's well placed. I got a challenge for you.
Yep.
You pick your partner. I'll pick my partner. One round of euchre. Winner gets it. I'm playing for Michigan. You're playing for Canada.
I'm going to work. I'm going to have a little bit of a draft. It's going to take me a while because I'm going to come prepared. Believe me. Okay. Right. Very, very good.
Best of three?
Best of three.
Best of three.
We'll see what we
it
can do.
It belongs to Michigan if I win. It belongs to Canada if you win.
We'll see what we can do. Now, I'm a dual citizen, so I might be able to claim both ways here working in the hockey industry. Anything else, Rick, that we should be touching on? And listen, number one, with Brad and a lot of your staff today and, not patting ourselves in the back. We've done a good job here with drive time between 5 and 6 o'clock and try to keep it. We touch the national stuff, but we leave that to ESPN National. We like to talk local like we did with Deshaun Kizer today going to the Browns. So I want to be sure and thorough here that of the things we mentioned that I'm not missing anything.
I think we're doing great. Our Fan Plaza, our New Holland Fan Plaza is going to be awesome too. So we've got a bunch of street performers coming out. You might walk by a guy on a unicycle juggling fire or chainsaws. If that interests you, you might be able to watch that. Monster is going to bring out their motorcycle jump show out there, and we've got two stages going on. If you're listening, you're in a local band, you can enter on our website, mispeedway.com, and you might have a chance to rock the house on race weekend for us.
I did a couple laps today and around this area and went through Brooklyn, and just I leave early. I mean, I guess it's old habits. You always want to make sure everything's up and running before you go on the air. But I had a chance to drive around, even on a lousy day like this, and keeping our fingers crossed that weather this summer. Listen, maybe we're getting rid of all of it right now, which is a good thing.
It's Brad's responsibility. Brad's in charge of weather for the weekend.
Well, I went through Tecumseh. He lives there. It was nice, so he must be doing a good job. But the campgrounds, I mean, they look so... just so relaxing. I mean, they're empty today. I get it. But, I don't know. Are there any other tracks that afford folks a camping opportunity to this extent?
There are other tracks that have camping, but not many that have as many. Talladega has a lot of camping in our company's family. We have, close to 8,500, 9,000 camping spots. And we've got everything from, big motorhome hookups to, fifth wheel hookups to tent sites. We've got, you name it. Got a great partnership with miscamping.com. If you don't have your own camper, they've got it for you. It's all set up, ready to go when you get here. So really is a great opportunity for people to just come out and relax and enjoy all this entertainment that, by the way, is free.
Okay. Good stuff. Rick, thanks for, listen, I don't know, what day were you on with Frank Beckman? I don't know. I was driving someplace.
Tuesday.
And I just caught the last end, and, I said, I got to make sure I touch on some of these same points. People are looking for value.
Correct.
And you're exactly right. If you add value, they get excited about a lot of the ancillary things that come in with the experience. Thanks for the hospitality.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Congratulations. Best of luck. We'll see you coming up here, I think, in June for a Friday show, Brad.
Yeah.
Brad's been great with guests, and maybe we'll have you back on again. Thanks for the day.
Happy to. I look forward to that Euchre match.
Nope, we'll work on that.
Right.
I'm scouring the country right now, all the way from Nova Scotia to British
Columbia.
I've got
mine picked. She's got the ring that matches this.
Got it.
We're
very,
ready to
very
go.
Good.
All right.
That's Rick Brenner, everybody, president of Michigan International Speedway. As I mentioned, coming to you from their headquarters between turns 1 and 2. Had a good lineup tonight. Talked to Sean Kizer, local Toledo, and off to the Browns. Got an update from Talladega and the ARCA race. And, of course, that was Rick Brenner, president of Michigan International Speedway. Back to close it out after this. This is ESPN 106.5.
More of the best in local sports talk. It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket.
All right, everybody, welcome back, Michigan International Speedway. We'll do it again tomorrow, everybody, back at the Superstore. Brought to you by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik, Sean Windsor, Free Press. And we'll get a live update from Lexington, where the Kentucky Derby takes place tomorrow. We'll have that, by the way, right here in the ticket. Great job at the programming, folks. A little bit of everything. We got the Stanley Cup. We got the NBA playoffs. We got the Lions. We got Michigan. We got Ohio State. We got Drive Time. We got the Extravaganza. We got Gargano back at the station, by the way. What's on tonight? Give us a little programming update, Frank.
Oh, Mike, we've got the Ottawa Senators going into Madison Square Garden to take on the New York Rangers. Ottawa leads the series 2-1. Pregame coverage will be starting at 7:15. Puck drop coming at 7:30. And all of that action can be found on Talk 100.7.
Good stuff, Frank. Good job today. By the way, all the guests appeared on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. Order by phone at any of the 20 Northwest Ohio, Southeast Michigan locations by phone or visit Vito's.com. I'd like to thank all of our friends and the folks that put this show together, Brad Commander, Rick Brenner, and the rest of the staff. Thanks for your hospitality today from Michigan International Speedway. This is Mike Miller saying so long and talk to you tomorrow, everybody.